Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ, available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Hello and welcome to Fostering Faith. Today, this episode 6 will be about making room for Jesus.
And so as we start this podcast this week, we wanted to share a review and encourage you guys to rate and review and leave comments, and we could read them on air. And so this one came from Kim from Hawaii. It's 7:03 in Hawaii, and I just wanted to let you know that I just started my first full day here and listened to your podcast. Thank you, and Gia, for pouring out to me in the word, and I will be finding my joy and seeking the wonder in this beautiful part of the world that God has created. So we wanted to thank Kim for leaving that message for the review. And we wanted to open up this podcast in a prayer as far as making room for Jesus. And also to ask questions and we can answer. And so, you know, write on to us. We have a YouTube page. It's Tracy Foster on YouTube. Send us some messages and we would be happy to answer questions, concerns that you guys have and topics for the next couple podcasts. And so we're always willing to help our viewers be more in touch with God. And so as we open up this podcast, if you bow your heads, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for the ability to reach people in every country. Thank you that you are opening up their hearts. Thank you for the vision. Thank you that you are allowing our minds to be renewed by your word. Thank you for scripture. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that you have never left us. Thank you that you are always here for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so Gia, as we come into this podcast, what is it that about finding Jesus? Why did you want to do this podcast?
Why did I want to do this podcast? Because I went to a church camp called CIY, and then this girl, we call them kingdom workers, when they do something for God that makes a big impact, and I saw that she did a podcast, and I was like, Mom, I want to do a podcast too, because you know a lot about Jesus, and I'm a teen, and I want all teens to get closer to God, and that's why I want to do this podcast.
Okay. So whenever we talk about making room for Jesus, what does that mean, or how does that look like making room for Jesus as a teen?
Making room for Jesus as a teen is basically like getting rid of all the bad stuff that you have, like all the bad thoughts, all the bad stuff that you see online or hear, or like all the rumors and everything, just getting rid of all of that and just bringing Jesus into your life.
So prioritizing relationships and putting him above all things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for adults, as a mom, as a wife, as a professional woman, I think that really having centered relationships on Jesus, we have to put Jesus in the beginning of our day and just prioritizing him above our husband, above our children, above our work, because it's about if we put him first, then really everything kind of falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
As you are wanting to get closer to God, do you feel there's barriers that would make you not? What are some barriers that a teen would have not to get closer to God, to making room for Jesus? What are some barriers?
I feel like a big one for me is like my phone time and everything. Because when I get on TikTok, I just keep on scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And just, like, just on my phone a lot.
And you look up and it's been 3 hours.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you other distractions as far as you feel like you're well-intended? Like, you get up, you have your breakfast, and you're like, I'm going to read scripture today. And then you jump on your phone first. So what would be a way to get that distraction, like, out?
Well, you could, if you want to wake up in the morning and, like, have a rule that, like, you don't get on your phone until, like, you read, like, a chapter in the Bible or until you pray to God or talk to God, and then you can get on your phone. I feel like that's a good way, and, like, just set some, like rules and everything.
Sets a tone. And that way you don't get discouraged either, because you set a goal for the day, and even maybe blocking your phone so you can't open it till 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and that way you give yourself maybe ample time to sit down, read a devotion, read not even a chapter, because that could be overwhelming for some people. Just starting with just a simple verse could help encourage people. And then what does your, and so as a busy mom, if I don't get up early and put him first, I have 1,000 distractions in my day. You know, we have phone calls, we have computers, we have meetings, we have workouts, we have practices, we have supper, we have lunch, we have all these distractions. And so we just have to prioritize what is important in our days. We always make time in our day for what's important. And so if we feel that God is important and that time that we spend with him, I think that people would make more time for him because he's a priority. And so my priority is first and foremost is him every morning. I just pray whenever I go to sleep at night that he wakes me up at a certain time, and he wakes me up every morning. I get my mushroom coffee ready, and then I go and get to read for an hour and be in prayer and devotion. And that way I don't have any distractions and nothing, you know, gets in my way. Mm-hmm. What are some daily devotion times that would work for teens? And so 4 o'clock in the morning is not going to work for a teen. So what would be a healthy habit as kids are going back to school? What would be a healthy habit to prioritize our daily devotion time?
So what I do is, so I get ready. Then after that, like while I'm eating breakfast, I watch a devotion. It's on the Bible app on your phone that you can get. Like, you can, like, set devotion things. And, like, it usually has, like, a YouTube video or something. And then you read a devotion. Or I do it on the way to school when I drive there.
When are you being drove there? Because you cannot drive.
Honestly, I think I could. But, like, I feel like that's illegal.
It is. And also, too, in Sunday school this day, we had a student that said that a really good reminder. There's a reminder, an app on your phone. And so his dad even said, hey, put a reminder app on for every hour to pray. And so it's just a daily encouragement, because we're supposed to, you know, pray without ceasing. And so be in prayer with God all day long. And so just, you know, thinking, you know, at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, just say thank you to God. And so just giving thanks to him, I think, would be a great idea. What are some ways that to prioritize worship?
I feel like a good one will be, like, listening to it and everything, and, like, just put it, like, instead of listening to all that bad music and everything, I feel like you'd feel way more better and, like, fuller when you listen to worship music. I feel like that's what I feel like.
And I think that just to include worship time at home, in your car, in your room, in your basement. Worshiping does not just have to be at church on Sundays. It can be every day. And so here, you know, we try to only listen to worship music. We don't listen to a lot of secular music. And just giving that attention again and making room for God in our worship. What about just simplifying your life? What are some benefits of just having, just simplifying and not being so busy? What would be some ways that a teen could just simplify their morning and not be in a rush and be in a hurry? And that way they don't squeeze Jesus out of their morning routine.
I feel like for a lot of, like, teen girls, like, when they're getting ready to do, like, all your skincare and makeup, I feel like that's a good time to, like, watch a video. Like, Bible Project's really good. It's really, like, interesting and everything. And, like...
Tim Mackey is wonderful.
Yeah, and, like, when you're, like, you're doing your hair or something, brushing your teeth, it's a good thing to just squeeze in Jesus anytime you can, really.
And I mean, as an adult woman, so after my workout in the morning... I do take a cold shower, and then I listen to a sermon after I have read scripture. So I listen to a sermon while I'm getting my makeup ready, too. So I think for teens and for mature women, I think that's a great time because you're not doing anything anyway. You're in there for about 15, 20 minutes anyway. And so that's a great time to listen to a sermon, listen to the Bible on the YouVersion Bible app or whatever Bible app you have. And that way you can just listen to it. Do we have any... stories that you could say, like, from church camp that would encourage or inspire youth just to give Jesus a chance?
So, basically, at our church camp, CIY, it's really good. You can find them on Instagram and everything on Google. I went, and, like, every time I go, you get a chance to, like, renew yourself to Jesus. And if you feel like you've been growing far apart from Jesus, this is like, it gives you another chance to get, just get reborn into Christ. And, churches, they usually have like a baptism Sunday or something like that, and you can get baptized and finally bring your life into Jesus.
And so that brings us to a great scripture, Matthew 11. 28:30, and it says, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except for the Father, and no one knows the Father except for the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest with your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so I think that's a great way to maybe end the podcast, is just knowing that Jesus is for us, and that knowing him as your Lord and Savior, knowing that he died for you to pay for our sins, and our life is a free gift to him, to us from him. And so just making room for Jesus in those like little practical ways, I think, is a great way to start your day, end your day, and just be with him all throughout the day. Because if we prioritize Jesus and make room for him, that you really will see your life change in such a positive light. Mm-hmm. So as we end this podcast, we just want to thank you for tuning in this week. Stay tuned for next week, our episode 7, and have a great week.
Bye.